USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The busy shopping weekend continues, and around 115 million Americans are expected to shop. That's according to a forecast from the National Retail Federation. Black Friday will likely be the busiest shopping day of the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, when almost 64 million people are projected to shop. These shoppers sharing with Fox News a few of the deals they were able to snag.
Microwaves for $20 and air fryers for $40. It's like, hey, I can't beat that.
It would have been $618. I paid $306.
The United States and England tied in their World Cup match 0-0. The United States will need a win against Iran on Tuesday to advance past the group stage. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy is attempting to become Speaker of the House, but Republicans have a very narrow majority in the next Congress, and he can't afford to lose many votes. On Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon says McCarthy still has the best chance.
He is now our nominee, and I don't want the Democrats to have any say whatsoever in who the next speaker is. We certainly didn't have any say when Nancy Pelosi was elected.
Russia is launching missiles at Ukraine's power grid and energy infrastructure ahead of winter. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bridget Brink criticizes Russia's tactics.
Putin has launched and escalated this war by going after the critical energy infrastructure. What that means is that he is trying to put Ukrainians, millions and millions of Ukrainians, in the cold and dark without water. It's horrific. It's unconscionable.
One of Russia's missiles recently struck a maternity ward in Ukraine, killing a newborn baby. In an abbreviated trading day on Wall Street, the Dow gained 152 points to close at 34,347. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Snow removal operations resumed in Buffalo on Friday following the death of a city employee. Crews stopped cleaning up from the recent massive snowstorm Wednesday after the employee was struck by a high lift. The investigation into the tragedy is ongoing. As protests in Iran continue, the United Nations is speaking out.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Thursday made a strong appeal to Iranian authorities to stop their unnecessary and disproportionate use of force against protesters in Iran.
Young people need to know that they can peacefully express their opinions without fear of arrest and imprisonment. According to reliable sources, a conservative estimate of the death toll so far stands at over 300.
The Iranian ambassador responds.
Reducing the common cause of human rights to a tool for political purposes of a specific groups of Western countries is appalling and disgraceful.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Georgia Supreme Court on Wednesday temporarily reinstated the state's pro-life law restricting abortions after about 6 weeks of gestation. The one-page order overturned the lower court's decision to block the law, issuing a stay while the state Supreme Court considers an appeal filed by Georgia AG Chris Carr. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast.